Detroit showed up. Detroit showed out. Shattered a record for the NFL draft attendance over the weekend. 775,000 people. Probably would have been a million if there weren't any restrictions on capacity. They had to turn people away Thursday and Friday.
And I don't even know what, if there's anybody that works for the city or the state that knows what the number is of people going down. Because that number was the number inside the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the fence, there were many, many more people.
Parties, festivities.
Yeah.
Honolulu Blue, and visiting fans too. But guys, the draft has been in other cities and it's not come close to this. This is because of Detroit. The city made a statement, and our question to you this morning is, what was that statement? 248-539-9797.
Well, for me, the statement was, this was the first, now I know we had the Super Bowl, but this was the first of many to come, especially summer, springtime, fall events that can be held outside in that space. Because they did such an amazing job, and I mentioned this on Friday, law enforcement. It was, their presence was there. It was noted. They did a tremendous job of setting everything up, making sure that they were in key positions so that they could observe. They did a tremendous job. All levels of law enforcement, and there's some that probably I don't even know about, that were around and there. I thought my hat's off to them for the job that they were doing.
There's a lot of positive, hopeful energy with the draft, right? Everybody, hope springs eternal. Everybody did a great job and everybody's team's going to be great. But I thought that energy was there all weekend long for the city. I was there Saturday and it was Saturday more of a lighter vibe, but you know, everybody getting out and having a good time. Detroit's not perfect, but I think we've come a long way. And I think there's a lot of lazy narratives about Detroit that I hope were put to bed because this was a national stage. And I think Detroit showed we can handle it. Detroit is safe. Detroit's an elite football city. That's a hell of a statement when you say we set the record. Chicago could have had this three times over, and they didn't draw the crowd that Detroit did. Can't hold a candle to the city of Detroit's sports fandom. This is an elite sports city. We're starving. This team has been supported through a lot of losing. And now that the match has been lit, you are seeing what we're capable of. This feels like a sleeping giant of a sports city that has been kicked. That hasn't had a lot of losing, or hasn't had a lot of winning, excuse me, had plenty of losing, and is finally starting to see some winners.
Yeah.
And you are seeing what the city is capable of. I also think the statement was made, this is not a one-time thing. They'll be back. Oh, how do you look at that and not come back?
They'll be back. Other entertainment acts, whatever you want to call them, will be here, but the NFL will certainly be back. I think we'll get another Super Bowl. I think the draft within the next 10 years, I know some people say, well, it'll be 10 years before it's back. No, I think under 10 years. The over-under, if I'm setting it's at 9.5. I think it comes back before we go another decade.
The next 4 years are spoken for. Green Bay next year.
Good luck.
Pittsburgh the year after that.
They'll do well.
Yeah. I'm missing the next one.
And New Orleans and DC.
And then DC. Yeah.
And D.C. I think will do well. New Orleans is a party town, and it'll be a different vibe down there. But I think D.C. with all of the – I don't know where they'll have it, if it's going to be – I hope they don't have it somewhere near whatever they're calling the stadium now. Is it still FedEx Field?
It's a dump.
Well, it's just
– I've been there. It's a dump.
It's in Nowheresville.
Yeah, you have to – like it's in Maryland, and you go up through all – there's little like homes and condos and –
yeah.
And then it's like a parking lot and a stadium.
Right. And so I hope they have it in downtown D.C., right on the mall.
Right. 248-539-9797. The statement that was made by this city. You saw the photos. Maybe you went down. Taking a lot of you went down and see the numbers, see the crowd.
Yeah.
That was a fun place to be. And, you know, just the energy walking in. Everybody was in a good mood. Nobody's causing trouble. You know, we had seen some complaints about, you know, the bathroom situation. When I was there Saturday, I mean, I had no issue finding places if you wanted to eat. Drink, want to buy merch? Trust me, they were ready to take your money for merch.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was well orchestrated. It felt like the city handled it.
They knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, every aspect of what they did. And I was with some people, you know, the last couple of days that were there on Thursday night. And the one complaint they had on Thursday night, and I don't know if they addressed it and tried to bring in more, but was the ability to get food. Like there was just not enough options. I don't know if they tried to rectify that situation on Friday or Saturday, but in terms of people having to use the restroom, Like they said, there wasn't an issue. They were very well labeled, and signs to say where to go to if you had to use the bathroom.
248-539-9797. There was no issues from what I experienced. I mean, it was everybody perfect. No, I think Friday night there maybe were a couple idiots, but for the most part, nobody went down there and had to deal with everybody's worst nightmare, which was something horrific happening.
Well, with 775,000 plus inside the fences and many, many more outside the fences, we're talking about a couple of knuckleheads on Friday. I think there were two arrests on Thursday. That, to me, when you're talking about that number, it is minuscule, the issues that they had.
I want to get to the phones. 802, we'll get your favorite pick and your least favorite pick, or we can do best, worst, however we want to do it. 802, we'll get to the players themselves. But the event, Everett and Southfield, what was that statement that was made by the city?
To me, hey, first of all, good morning, gentlemen. What
morning.
Up, though?
Good morning. What up, though?
So to me, it lets you know that as far as Detroit is a very big sports city, and we love our teams. We are very diehard fans. Hey, and also, too, Detroit know how to party, and we know how to turn it up, you know, in all cases. Because, like, you know, for so long, Detroit have received, like, a bad rep. However, when people come here, they say, oh, man, I have a fun time in Detroit. I have friends from out of town who have never been to Detroit. Once they come here, they say, man, Detroit is not like what I thought. Yeah, Detroit's a fun city to visit. So I think the statement was made to say, hey, we know how to turn it up. We know how to have a good time. And also, too, is that when puss come down to the shelf, you definitely will have a good time here in this big city. Motown and sports. That's what we're known for. I'm out.
No, appreciate it, Everett. You're right. I mean, the perception of this city does not meet reality. And I think it doesn't change overnight, but I think an event like the draft goes a long way.
Well, the draft was viewed around the world, not just in the States. It was viewed around the world. And whether it's, hey, if you're coming from LA, if you're coming from Seattle, you're coming from Chicago, there was probably a perception about what Detroit was going to be. And Detroit, for those that were coming just from the 48 contiguous or, you know, the all 50 states, I think Detroit knocked it out of the park. And then for those that were viewing, some people came internationally, but for those that were viewing around the world, all eyeballs were on the city of Detroit, and it was a great production. The fans were awesome. It was loud. It just was everything you would want from a non-sporting event, sporting event.
Yeah. I think there are even people locally who maybe underestimated what the city was capable of.
Oh, sure. I think we all locally were questioning, oh, how are we going to get down there? What's the traffic going to be? Is it going to be easy to get home? And we both drove down there, and it was easy to get there. It was easy to get back. I didn't hear too many complaints about any of the, you know, the shuttle system, the satellite parking lots that they had set up. It sounds like they had everything ready to go.
248-539-9797. That crowd, that record, that moment for the city, it sent a message. They can handle this. That this is a great sports city. Football city, an elite football city. That it's not what people have made it out to be before. They haven't been since. Maybe their preconceived notions needed to change. City of Detroit pulled this off with flying colors. Nobody has hosted a draft as impressive as the city of Detroit. Think about that as you wake up today. 248-539-9797.
It was an unbelievable event. I still look back on that, and I think it was, it's not a sporting event. I know it's about sports, but there was no actual game or anything played. But it was, there was excitement, there was drama, there was just so much going on the stage, off the stage, around the city of Detroit. Even if you were outside the fence, sometimes some of the best places to watch were actually outside the fence.
Yeah, they had some setups just outside, little seating with TVs, all kinds of, you know, bars and restaurants, whether you're in or you're out, or you started in and then went out to get food or vice versa, you pre-gamed and then made your way in. The ecosystem downtown, I thought, was pretty well run. I didn't have any issues when I went on Saturday. 248-539-9797. I know the busier days were Thursday and Friday where this was capacity. We would have had more people if they let more people in. So I think it was a situation where Detroit showed up and showed out. And if there's any question about what this city's capable of, I've told people, I think it's a sleeping giant. We have passionate sports fans. We are in the midst of the longest drought between championships in the city's history.
It's crazy.
So when you give us a taste, Wings in the playoff mix, not even in the playoffs, in the playoff mix, Lions make the playoffs, win a playoff game, win two playoff games, get so close to the Super Bowl. It's a fever pitch. A sleeping giant is awake now. And as the teams start to win more, Detroit's going to be unavoidable for everybody else. Ticket Texter puts it well. That draft felt like Detroit saying, we're here, we're not going anywhere, deal with it. The Super Bowl 20 years ago felt like, hey, don't forget about us. The energy's different now.
Mm-hmm.
City made a statement that the people of Detroit could put on a huge event where it's fun and safe. Sharp all around, clean, public safety, volunteers, vendors, etc., signed Adam on the ticket text. The statement was made, we want another Super Bowl and another draft in the next 5 years. That's from Brian. Best sports town in the world, question mark. Few more. Detroit showed really well. Looked like everybody was there to take in the experience and have a good time instead of looking for trouble. Statement was, Detroit takes football seriously. I went down Friday night. Bathrooms were not an issue. Food was the issue. Could have had more food trucks. Could have left a theater area to get food at a restaurant, but didn't want to risk not being let back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, when you went down, did you go down Saturday?
Saturday, okay. First half of the day.
Not quite as crowded, but when you were looking for something to eat.
No issues. There was food inside. Now, you had to wait in line, but guys, when you're at a busy event, you got to wait in line. Or we just walked outside and got some food at some of the bars and restaurants. And people were great. A couple people came up, said they listened to the show, they love what we're doing. They said, even though they don't like you, and then they came to tell me that they were Michigan State fans. So I said, okay, well, that...
it's okay.
All right, we get it. You're the MSU guy. But no, I mean, people were great. Everybody was in a good mood. Let's get to the phones. Damon, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Good.
I'm on my way back home to Toronto, and I have to say the NFL made this very unique to me. It made it from being there. I was there. I was in the very front. I stood out for 16 hours on Thursday. I was exhausted. But I had an amazing experience. But they made this a very Detroit-centric draft. Like, I haven't watched the televised aspect of it because I was there. But they had these former Detroit players from different teams. Everybody was saying, what's up, though? You had Eminem out there. They really gave Detroit a lot of love. And we as Detroiters gave the people around us, the visitors, a lot of love. I had a lot of wonderful experience when people saying the same thing, that they love Detroit. They didn't know it was like this. The spirit of Detroit is not a statue. It's the people. And people need to understand that.
Amen.
I've lived in 5 different cities in 3 different countries, and I can tell you, there's no place like home. I turn into the Wizard of Oz, man. I'm clicking my heels because I love coming home. I love it because the people here are amazing. So I learned that, and I really value that, and it was an amazing experience. I met Barry Sanders on a fluke on Friday. I happened to go into the B-Dubs.
Yeah.
I knew you guys were there, and I sat at the bar, and the guy said, don't leave the bar, trust me. And Barry came out passing out beers. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So it was a great experience for me.
Yeah, I saw some photos. I know I was there Thursday. I know Friday was the Barry Bartender Day.
Yeah.
And what a dream that is. If you're a Lions fan, Barry serving you up a beer, cold one as the draft's going on behind you. I mean, like, and his point about Detroit being well represented, it was a Detroit-centric draft. Brandon Graham comes out for the Eagles. Detroiter.
Yeah.
Shows love. Moose Muhammad. Detroiter. He comes out representing the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. You realize how many guys in the NFL played in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. I have a connection to one of the schools or Detroit or are from the city of Detroit.
Guys are bringing up high schools they went to. You're like, hell yes.
Yeah. It was cool to see all of those different connections be on full display. And it was a very Detroit-centric draft.
Charles, this is a great point. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Excuse me. I've had the good fortune of living in Chicago, New York, Ohio, visited a lot of cities. And the thing I would always hear about Detroit is, and I would hear national sports talk, guys, I'm not going to blow anybody's name out there. They would say, Detroit is nice, but they need to. Detroit is nice, but the draft took the butt away, in my opinion. I was there Friday with some other 65-year-old plus guys. We stood as long as we could. We stayed for a long time, but the atmosphere was electric. I've been to events in those other cities. This equaled in every way in terms of professionalism, how well organized it was, the appearance of safety, which you could see a lot of it. I'm sure there was some that we didn't know about. But everything was top-notch, and I hope this takes the butt away from the city of Detroit.
That's really well said.
Yeah. No, I think so, too, because that's kind of what you would hear everybody talk about. Well, we're going to Detroit, but... Or Detroit would have got this, but...
I really think we got people who live in the suburbs who don't even realize what Detroit has become because they've kind of had their head buried in the sand.
There's no question we do. But, yeah, it removes any excuse of, and we heard audio earlier of people talking about, hey, there were representatives here on site to watch what was going on because they wanted to see, could they put an all-star game here for Major League Baseball or the NBA? All of those things were happening while this is going on, and it removes all of those excuses. Well, we do it there, but there's no but anymore.
Ticket Texture says, okay, but let's talk football. I'm pretty sure all the other cities around the country are talking about the players that were drafted and not how charming of a city Detroit is. Well, we are because we are in Detroit. We'll mix in some players. Your best pick, your worst pick for the Detroit Lions. We have winners and losers at 8:35. And if you're on hold or if you want to call in and talk about how the city looked, we welcome you this morning. What kind of statement did we make? It's 97.1.